What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show. You see him on the screen there. Ty Phillips, Utah Valley Wolverines out of the whack. 13-1 right now. 21-7 overall, 12-0 at home. Coach, good to talk to you, man. How's life out there in Utah Valley, man?
Life is good right now. It's getting that crazy time of year. About the end of the season, we're in March, so we're excited.
And I gotta ask you, man, how's it feel, Coach, that you guys defend the home court so well? 12-0 at home, lots of opponents, but you're getting the job done at home and defending that home court the way you want to.
Yeah, no, it's been really good. Obviously, it was a goal of ours this year to defend the home court. We got a little altitude out here, so get some guys short of breath when they come out here and play. But, yeah, really proud of the guys, undefeated at home this year and defended the den.
100%, Coach. And, Coach, you played 28 games so far. So this time of year, how much are you kind of still going live versus trying to just get shots up and do 5-on-0 stuff and kind of just do non-contact stuff but really still keep the guys sharp?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's always the debate. We were just actually talking about a little bit of here with the coaches just a minute ago. We do a little bit of live, especially on Mondays before a Thursday game. We'll get up and down a little bit live because I think the biggest thing is you want to keep them sharp, right? If you sometimes just go through the motions a little bit, then when the game time comes. So we'll get after it a little bit today. Nothing too extensive, not a lot of 5-on-5, but like rebound drills, you know, kind of our press and different things like that. We'll definitely get out and go live with.
100%, Coach. And you go, this game win streak you guys went on here so far. So talk about what's been the keys for you this year, kind of the keys you've keyed on this year for your guys to be successful this year, because 21-7 overall. So something's been going really, really great for you. So what you guys kind of keyed on so far to be so successful so far this year?
Yeah, you know, I think big keys for us is paint scoring for us, you know, on the offensive end to score in the paint and on the defensive end to limit paint scoring. You know, I think obviously the analytics tell you if you want to shoot threes and be at the rim, not a lot of jumpers. We emphasize that, you know, and I think our team has done a really good job of that this year. And a lot of times it's your recruiting, right? Who the guys you have. It sounds good to say, hey, we don't want to get pull-up jumpers, do this or that. But like we had a team last year, we had a couple guys who were really good in the mid-range, you know, and you don't want to take that away from their game. And so he's trying to, you know, not necessarily recruit the right way, but put guys in the right positions. And so kind of going into this year too, of with myself is we shot way too many mid-range jumpers last year. So obviously getting to the rim, getting guys who can get to the basket has been big for us. And so that's been a huge emphasis for us. And then obviously guarding the three, you know, on the defensive end, you got to guard the three and rebound.
100%, Coach. Speaking of that offensively piece, getting guys to actually get to the basket, draw that contraction, draw them the collapse, and you could pop it out to the backside for open shots and get in rotation to get a better shot. So talk about that, reading the defense the right way, driving with a purpose, and not just, I only decided I'm going to go for a shot, but kind of drive to pass and kick as well.
Yeah, no, and I think one of the things is sometimes, again, recruiting. You want to do all those things, but got guys. I mean, we got a guy that's our leading assist guy. I'll tell you right here. He's like has 80 assists and 30 turnovers. He's a pass first guy. And so he does a great job of getting that ball moving, and then it gets contagious, right? Other guys are like, hey, if he's giving it up for me, I'll give it up for him. And so, you know, I think this team this year really shares the basketball. We play at our best when we share the ball and move it around. And so it gets contagious, just like making threes and get to the basket and even taking bad shots get contagious. And so sharing that basketball has been a big emphasis for us this year.
No doubt, because you coach, we're human. You know, we play ball and we're human. So, look, if we hit the ball, we're going to defend hard and let it on the floor. So we're all human in every guard.
No doubt.
And coach, but also, your non-conference schedule, man, was very challenging for your guys. You got through it very well. So talk about that competitive non-conference before you got into WAC play and seeing different style, different actions you're going to see in conference play. So now the guys know how to defend these actions that you'll see in conference play because you've been exposed to it in the non-league play.
Yeah, no, our non-conference schedule is brutal. Not only just the teams we played, the competition, we played a really high level competition, but also travel. Our travel, and you know, I looked at our assistant and yelled at him a little bit, and he yelled at me like, "Hey, we got to fix this next year." We were on the East Coast. I think we played more in Alabama than we played in Utah in the first month and a half. We had like four games in Alabama and only three at home. And so, you know, I think that toughened our guys up a little bit. You don't like to go through it, but going through that a little bit and seeing all these different environments really had our guys ready to play on the road. And obviously been really good at home, but our road record's been really good as well in league. So I think that's definitely helped us as we got into league.
No doubt, Coach. For you, man, I feel like in this new era we're in, we got these new teams every year, gathered for different places, different guys. I think going out there, the East Coast kind of helped you out, bond together, grow together. Talk about that piece of it, being out on the road, how it helps you bond as one and kind of find out who you are as a team when you're away from home, out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, I think. And not only that, but going through tough schedules. I mean, I think we've had three games in a row where we're playing, you know, Power 5 teams. Which is insane, but not very smart for us to do, but it does. You guys got to come together or you continue to fracture. And so, you know, we went through a tough part of our schedule. I think we were at Stanford and then we headed out back out to Alabama where we had a bond and get together. And I think that's a big part of it. I think this team this year is really close. You know, we don't have to be best friends, but we're close and we know what other guys do, you know? And so we played each other's strengths, and that's something that sometimes takes years. And I thought this group this year has been tremendous at that.
No, and Coach, did you just kind of see that brewing in workouts this summer when they got ahead on campus? Just kind of get a feel for this year. It's going to be a special year for you guys because of how the roster meshed together when you got them on the court this summer.
I'd like to say, yeah, I saw that, and that's an easy answer. But, you know, I think the summer is a time of optimism as a coach and then pessimism as a coach. You see that stuff, and you're like, man, that kid could be good. That kid be good. And then it's also like, well, how are they going to bond together? How are they going to play together? You know, and I think this group a little bit, we kind of fit their roles pretty quick. Guys found their roles a little easier. And sometimes that's a tug of war with the coaches and the player. Like, hey, this is what you need to do to get on the floor. And I think this year's group kind of found those roles pretty quick. And so that was easier as a coaching staff to help these guys then accentuate those roles and become really good players in that. And so it's not always easy. But like this time of year, you can see your team get better and better because, you know, you're playing with one another and you're playing to each other's strengths.
And Coach, also, with your guys having such multiple scoring options on your roster, late game scenarios, so defenses can't just key in on one guy. They can't get in a timeout and figure out you're going to this guy because that's all he has. You have multiple options. So think about that in clutch time situations, knowing that you have multiple options, you can run stuff for and get a basket for it and execute late and win games that way as well.
Yeah. No, it's nice to have that. So the other team's kind of guessing on that. It's not easy as a coach, right? You got to pull the right string for your team as well. And, you know, are you going to the guy who's playing the best right now? Or are you going to go to something that maybe tricks the other team a little bit? Hey, we're going to go to one of our other guys that we know is a good shooter, but maybe hasn't played as well tonight. And so, you know, I think our team is really well balanced. Our bench has been tremendous, guys stepping up off the bench. And we talk about as a team, it's not necessarily scoring points. Like, oh, great, you scored points, but are you doing the little things? Are you getting the big offensive rebound? Can you step in and get a charge or come up with a loose ball? I think that's what's been the strength for our team is the guys coming in doing the little things have made our team, you know, be winners in the winning time. You know, in the clutch, is to come up with that rebound as much as come up with that open shot, knock that thing down. So really proud of our guys in that.
And, Coach, you're doing a great job on the glass, in my opinion, offensively and defensively. So talk about your schemes. Do you kind of change your schemes for rebounding every game per opponent? You just kind of have a scheme that you're going to do no matter what every game rebounding-wise offensively.
Yeah. It's yell at the guys every day in practice about rebounding, yell at them in the game about rebounding, and then bring in recruiting rebounders. You know, we got good size. Actually, we got great size in our league. I think we might be the biggest, longest team in our league. And, you know, and so we've traditionally done that. And then it's, you know, what – this year's team has done is our guards. So we go 6'5", 6'5", 6'6", at our three guards. And you know, early in the year, they didn't rebound. It's like, why do we bring you in here with your length if you're not going to go get it? And so late in the year and even through the middle of the year, they became really good and valued that, you know, and trying to help them understand how important that is for our team. And so, you know, our guards are really good rebounding, and then our bigs clean up the rest of the stuff.
No doubt, Coach. This time, your rebounding matters because defense rebounding, because that key rebound, that key offensive rebound, or that key stop down the end, it matters so much. Is that the things that impact winning that we just talked about and referenced, those things would have come up in March Madness. So all those small things matter, fans, that for to win these games, tight as they will be going down the stretch here.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, for us too, as we keep going forward and it's, we talk about that stuff because you get to the tournament, you know, you get to the end of the year and guys get a little nervous, big games. I mean, we have two huge ones this week trying to win the WAC outright. And so those are big games. And so we talk about that. What can you control? And I think all the little things are what you can control, right? My effort, my diving on the ground for loose balls. You know, you can't always control, hey, is my jumper going to go down? Am I going to be able to do certain things? But those little things become big for our team. And, you know, our guys have bought into that.
And, you know, was also good, Coach. I love his stats here. 7 steals a game, 6 blocks a game, but that's 62 length right there, and activity of your team on defense as well. And we'll talk about that piece as well, being active on defense, being in the right rotations, knowing the right schemes, what you're doing, and picking ball from screen coverage. So having all that sync together to get those steals and those blocks and get out of transition and get easy back to baskets for yourself.
No doubt. I think we lead the WAC in block shots. We don't lead the league in steals. We're playing two teams this week that lead the country in steals. I think Abilene's number one and Tarleton's number two or three in steals. So we're not going to win that category, but we do block a lot of shots. And, you know, part of that's also being smart, right? You're not just coming to jump every time and now you're giving up offensive rebounds on the backside. You know, and so we work with that with our guys a lot. And then we have actually, again, long guards who get in there and get in the block party as well. So that definitely helps us because he gets out and runs in transition. And I think that's one of our strengths is transition offense.
And, Coach, talk about the young men mentally being prepared, getting into the scout, because the scout's so important about this time of year, and whatever the scout's important about personnel-wise as you get down closer here to this end here. Talk about that piece of getting young men really, who are smart IQ-wise, really dive into that scout and understand the scout, what you're trying to get across before a game.
Yeah, no, I think the scouts are about consistency. You know, it feels like there's 100 things you could cover every game. And for us, we try to be consistent so the guys know what to expect. You know, and I think what you find with the guys, and especially guys with high IQ, is they start to see even deeper into the scouts, right? It's like, it's okay, we know we're going to cover the personnel. Okay, we know we're going to cover 6-7 of their sets, how we're taking those away. We're going to guard their out of bounds. And so the guys get into a rhythm and a flow of that with practice and what you do every day. And it's kind of interesting we were talking about today. Do we start more on the scout today than on Tuesdays? Usually we go Tuesday, Wednesdays, you know, and Thursdays. So we hit you 3 days with the scout. Mondays we focus on ourselves a lot. You know, and this time of year it's like, hey, do we get right into it? Big games this week. But I think being consistent is the most important. And so we'll continue to do what we've done the whole year. You know, today we focus on ourselves, focus on getting better with ourselves. And then tomorrow we'll hit the scout and have 3 days of the scout.
No doubt, Coach. And also, man, I want to ask you about this, man. You're shooting over 34% from three, 47% overall from two. So how cool is that to have a team shooting almost 50% from the field from two-point range, also shooting pretty well from three as well, 34%?
Yeah, no, I mean, you look at good teams and that's what they do, right? They can really shoot that ball. And, you know, we've done a good job and worked hard of taking the right shots. Our 3-point percentage has come up this year. We're actually shooting a few more and shooting at a higher percentage. So, you know, that's really good. And it's what winning teams do. And, you know, sometimes when you get into a little bit of a rut early in the year, it's like, do you talk about it? Do you address it? What do you do? And I think each coach does something a little different. And I was really proud of our guys because we kind of came out of that and have been shooting the ball really well lately.
And coach, you also got limiting turnovers as well. You know, my dad would always tell his players, you have had the whole organization in your hand, in the ball in your hand, so don't throw it away. Value that ball. You're doing a good job valuing the ball after getting ready to pick sixes and get easy baskets. Talk about the emphasis on that as well and practicing this, having guys value the ball, take care of the ball, making the right basketball play, not getting himself in trouble in the crowded spaces all the time.
Yeah, no, that's great. Maybe you need to talk to me next week. We'll see, because like I said, we're going against two of the top defensive teams of stealing your ball this week. But we've done a good job of that. You know, I think it's the emphasis on valuing the ball. And, you know, when you turn that thing over, not only are you giving pick sixes, but you're limiting your shots on goal, right? You look at the end of the day and it's like, hey, this team shot 10 more attempts than you do. That just hurts your percentage. That hurts everything that you're doing. And so, you know, this team this year has been pretty disciplined on that. We're going to be put to the test this week with Tarleton and Abilene Christian and the way that they guard the ball and pressure and turn you over. And, you know, when you turn it over and give them easy baskets, that's what puts you in trouble.
Last one for you, coach. What are you seeing in place you prepare for Brett Tanner and his team, man? I've known Brett for a long time. He likes to play fast. What are you seeing from him on film as you get ready to him to play him the guy this week?
Yeah, I see a team that's playing really well right now. They're hot. We played them, like, I think the first game of the WAC play, so forever ago. So they're a different team and we're a different team. I think it always comes down with them is limit your turnovers. If you can limit your turnovers, which limits their fast break, you know, them stealing the ball and getting easy baskets in transition, you know, it becomes a half court battle. You know, you got to be ready for real physicality. He does a great job with their guys. They're physical and tough. And, you know, we got to go in there again and again, win the battle of the rebounding. You know, the team that wins that has a great chance to win. You know, we'll take great shots because that's kind of what we do. We don't take a lot of bad shots as a team. So we'll take the right shots, but you got to win the battle of the paint and you got to win the rebounding war.
Well, coach, man, have a good best of luck to you this week. It's two tough opponents, man. Hope you get to win the whack out right. Hopefully we're talking again in a few weeks after you win the tournament, man.
All right. I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, coach. Be safe, man.
You too. Take care.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.